And once again, the hour is starting to come to a close. So I want to close out this Miles Davis set with just a few words. Miles retired in the early 70s, and he stayed retired for a little over 10 years. And when he came back, people were hoping that he would be playing some of his classic music from the 50s, or maybe they'd even be lucky and he'd hook up with Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter and Tony Williams and be playing some of that classic music from like the mid-60s and on. But what Miles did was he moved completely into the jazz rock fusion, the smooth jazz. It wasn't called smooth jazz back then. It was still called fusion. One of the people he hired was a young bass player by the name of Marcus Miller. Many people who know about pop music know Marcus Miller's name because he's one of the guys who, every time you see a Luther Vandross album, Marcus Miller is one of the producers on that record. Miles turned to Marcus Miller, he turned to a producer named Tony LaPuma, and he started creating some music that had a lot of influence of the R&B of the day. Another thing that's interesting about these recordings is very often they were highly produced. Miles usually would tell the guys what tunes he wanted to play or say, well, come up with the tunes and you record them, then I'll come in and put on my play my trumpet after everything else is recorded. So these two tunes we're going to hear, I know we're going to get to hear the first one and we'll probably get faded out of the second one. The first album, Splatch, is from an album called Tutu. Just the name of the album tells you that Miles had been thinking a lot about social things while he was going on. We're going to hear a tune called Splatch. And if we try to remember back to the beginning of the hour and the tune we heard, Move, this tune, Splatch, is about as far away from that as a man could have gotten in little under 40 years. This recording's from 1986. The last tune we're going to hear, and I'm positive that we'll be faded out on this, is a tune called Mr. Pastorius. We heard about Jaco Pastorius when we were listening to bebop because he was a young bass player who, starting in the 70s, started revolutionizing the way that bass playing got played. Well, of course, he had a great impact on Marcus Miller. So Marcus Miller gets a chance to produce an album for Miles Davis, and he writes a tune called Mr. Pastorius that Miles Davis gets to play on, and Miles Davis was one of Jaco Pastorius's biggest influence. So we're going to hear Splatch, and then from 1989, Mr. Pastorius. Then we're going to come back for our second hours and hear a little bit of the music of John Coltrane.
Thank you. Thank you.